Crime Alert, I'm John Lemley. Police in northwest Arkansas are searching for a suspect after a couple was found dead on a hiking trail over the weekend. Their two young daughters nearby, but unharmed. Arkansas State Police say 43-year-old Clinton David Brink and 41-year-old Kristen Amanda Brink were discovered Saturday in Devil's Den State Park, a densely wooded area in Washington County, not far from the Oklahoma border. Authorities are calling it a double homicide. The Brinks had recently moved to Prairie Grove, Arkansas, from out of state. Their daughters, ages 7 and 9, were with them on the trail when the attack happened. Police say the children were not physically harmed and are now in the care of relatives. As of Sunday, the suspect remained at large, described as a white man wearing dark shorts, a dark ball cap, sunglasses, and fingerless gloves. He was last seen driving a black four-door sedan, possibly a Mazda. The car had a license plate partially obscured by tape and was spotted heading toward the park's exit. Investigators believe the vehicle may have traveled along State Highway 170 or 220, roads that cut through a remote area where cell phone service is spotty. Shea Lewis, head of the Arkansas Department of Parks, Heritage, and Tourism, says rangers have increased patrols and are working closely with state police and other law enforcement agencies. In a statement, he offered condolences to the victims' loved ones and reaffirmed that public safety remains a top priority. Officials are urging anyone who visited Devil's Den recently to check photos or videos that may help identify the suspect or his vehicle. So far, police have released no information about a possible motive. The Brinks bodies have been sent to the state crime lab for autopsy as the investigation continues.
Thanks, John. For the latest crime and justice news, go to crimeonline.com. And please join us for our daily podcast, Crime Stories. More crime and justice news after this. Now with the latest crime and justice breaking news, Crime Online's John Lemley.
Authorities in Los Angeles are searching for answers and a missing grenade after a deadly explosion at a sheriff's department training facility claimed the lives of three veteran deputies. The blast occurred July 18th at the Biscaloose training facility as members of the department's arson and explosives detail were handling two military-style grenades recovered the day before from an apartment storage unit in Santa Monica. One grenade detonated. The other, according to Sheriff Robert Luna, has yet to be found. Despite extensive searches of vehicles, buildings, and even the gym, the unexploded device remains unaccounted for. No public access to the site has been reported. Killed in the blast, Detective Joshua Kelly Eklund, Detective Victor Lamas, and Detective William Osborne, who served 19, 22, and 33 years on the force, respectively. Luna called the incident the department's deadliest single loss of life since 1857. An ATF investigation is underway. Meanwhile, Luna has ordered sweeping policy changes, declaring that from now on, every explosive device, active or inert, will be treated as live. A state judge in Alabama has paused the scheduled execution of a death row inmate to determine whether he's mentally competent to be put to death. David Lee Roberts, now 59, was set to die by nitrogen hypoxia on August 21st for the 1992 killing of Anitra Jones in Marion County. Prosecutors say Roberts shot Jones three times in the head while she slept, then set the house on fire. But Circuit Judge Talmadge Lee Carter issued a stay earlier this month, citing questions about whether Roberts understands the reason for his execution. His defense team says Roberts suffers from paranoid schizophrenia, hears voices, and recently tried to burn off tattoos he claimed were controlling his thoughts. The judge has ordered the execution delayed until Alabama's Department of Mental Health completes a competency evaluation. The state is not appealing the stay, but has requested the process be expedited. The U.S. Supreme Court prohibits executing inmates who are incapable of understanding their punishment, though Alabama law offers no specific criteria for determining competency in such cases. A former sheriff's deputy in Georgia has been sentenced to 16 months in federal prison for using excessive force against a black detainee in a jailhouse beating caught on video. 27-year-old Ryan Beagle pleaded guilty earlier this year to violating the civil rights of Jarrett Hobbs, who had been booked into the Camden County Jail in Woodbine near the Georgia-Florida line September 3, 2022. Federal prosecutors say security footage from that night showed Hobbs standing alone in his cell when five deputies entered. At least three, including Beagle, punched Hobbs repeatedly in the head and neck. He was then dragged into the hallway and slammed against a wall. Beagle was fired and arrested more than 2 months later after Hobbs' attorney released the jail video to the public. Two other deputies involved also faced state charges of battery and violating their oaths of office. Hobbs, from Greensboro, North Carolina, initially faced felony charges stemming from the incident, but prosecutors later dropped them, citing insufficient evidence. Camden County later paid Hobbs an undisclosed cash settlement to avoid a civil lawsuit. So far, Beagle is the only one to face federal prosecution.
Thanks, John. For the latest crime and justice news, go to crimeonline.com and please join us for our daily podcast, Crime Stories, where we do our best to find missing people, especially children, and solve unsolved homicides. With this crime alert, I'm Nancy Grace. This is an iHeart podcast, guaranteed human.